your friends on the radio, CKUW 95.9 FM.
The Wrench is the Winnipeg Repair, Education, and Cycling Hub. Since 2010, The Wrench has used discarded bike parts collected from Winnipeg's 4R sites to educate our community in bike mechanics and keep us all on our bikes through access to bikes and bike repair. We work with dozens of schools throughout Winnipeg to offer Earn a Bike, an 8-week program for teens to learn to rebuild a bike from scratch and take it home with them at the end of program completion. Are you a teacher who wants to bring Earn a Bike to your school? Get in touch. Check out thewrench.ca and look for Earn a Bike. We can't wait to work with you.
FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Michael Welch, speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
It's time for Night Danger Radio.
today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there.
Maybe. it's no problem and it's no big deal. I'm sober enough to get behind the wheel and drive and make it home alive and drive and make it home alive. I promise I'll survive. Too drunk, yeah, you know you are. You're way too drunk to drive your car. You'll never make it home. You'll just kill yourself or break some bones. You know it's not worth it. A check stop is waiting at the next stop you make, so just pull over for goodness sake. A check stop is waiting at the top of the hill. Think of the children you just might kill. Please stop now before it's too late. Think of the lives that you'll surely take. Don't drive now, friend, but please just wait. Think of the hearts that you're bound to break. You'll never make it, you know you never will. You'll just crash your car into a dirt hill and walk home with one shoe on and get woken up by cops at the crack of dawn. And you'll think back to when you heard me say, just wait a few hours for the drunk to go away. But it'll be too late, the damage is done. The drunk is gone and it's no more fun to be you. A check stop is waiting at the next turn you make, so just stop now for goodness sake. A check stop is waiting near the top of the hill. Think of the people you just might kill. Please stop now before it's too late. Think of the lives that you'll surely take. Don't drive now, friend, but please just wait. Think of the hearts that you're bound to break.
don't drink and drive, you might spill your drink before you get behind. Now we'll just stop and think.
39% of accidents are caused by pixelated. The other 65% are not alcohol related. What does this tell us of drunk drivers? They seem to have a better record than the sober team. I'm not so worried about how many I kill. I'm much more concerned with how much beer I spill.
That was loud. Okay, turn me down. Turn me down. What is happening? Oh, that's cool. That's neat. There's a neat. Okay. Okay, we're here live. As you can probably tell, I'll try not to make that sound anymore. Okay, gently, gently. All right, we're just getting the hang of this, folks. It's CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. Yeah, it's the Night Danger Radio Show. It's our first day on the job, basically. After 8 years of practice, it feels like the first day here, because we are actually in our satellite studio, and we've been kicked out from the 4.5 floor of Centennial Hall, and we are now on the first floor of Centennial Hall, and we got this cool, it's actually really nice in here, it's really clean, and I mean, we don't have our music collection to look at, which is a little disconcerting, but... But anyways, the renovations have begun upstairs, and they're renovating the library, and there's a bathroom apparently, which I've never seen above us, and they're renovating that one too. That one actually sprung a leak a little bit, and we had to put like a garbage can underneath it, so it was kind of weird. So I'm kind of glad they're they're going to reno that thing, but we're out for at least 1 month, perhaps a month and a half. And here we are, though. We're still doing live radio on the most part here at CKW. I mean, hey, some people do their stuff from home. They do the pre-record thing with the technology, the magic of technology. Yeah, you couldn't do that 20 years ago. It wouldn't. You'd have to come in. If you were a radio person, you'd have to come in and do your thing, or you'd have to find someone to take your place, I guess. And there you go. So, yeah, holy cow. This is weird. Like, oh, I see. Okay, so that blue, I see. The blue light means on air. So there we are. We're actually on air. And, yeah, it's 12:32, so thanks for tuning in. We make a lot of errors on this show, and there may be even more errors tonight. In fact, in that first music set, we haven't even talked yet, and we're trying to figure stuff out here a little bit. But we got to set things up, you know, the way that we'd like them to be. And weird things were happening. But that man, listening pleasure sounded good though. The mix sounded fantastic, so that's great. So, well, the first set, the intro set, as we like to call it here, what did we do? So because we moved, we played Moving On Up. It's actually called Moving On Up to the East Side, which is the Jeffersons theme, of course, for you folks that are a little bit older. I remember watching the Jeffersons when I was a wee young lad. And, yeah, it was an awesome show, actually. I loved it. And so that's, oh, you know what? And I'm going to... her name is so her name is spelled like J-A-apostrophe-N-E-T. So I'm tempted to say Janet Dubois, but it's not. It's Jeanette or Jeanette. Yeah, I think it's Jeanette. Jeanette Dubois. And she's the one singing it, and she brought along a gospel choir to back her up, of course. And she wrote that song with a gentleman named Jeff Berry. And she released it, and it's kind of weird. She released it as a single, of course, but then I was like, is it on a record, too? Is it on, like, it's going to be on compilations galore and stuff like that. But she apparently released that that song on a record called Queen of the Highway, which came out in 1980 on Psalm Livre Records. And I believe that was like a Brazilian label or something strange like that. Very, very weird. I'm not sure. I guess it's accurate. I looked it up on Discogs, and so it's accurate. But I'm sure there's got to be a record from her released in North America, but I couldn't find it. I'm like, where the heck is this? But who knows? Discogs isn't always accurate, so we've got to be honest, you know. So there you go. Oh, no effects before that. So you know, usually in the intro set, we have a reason to play everything. It's usually something that happened leading up to the show from last week and a little bit of this week. So I'll tell you a little story. I went to the Osborne Tap House on Saturday. I went to see. I went to see two bands with friends in them, and I unfortunately didn't get my act together. Well, it's not totally my fault, but I wanted to see Ash and the Arsonists, but I didn't make it, and I'll tell you why. One, because I was lazy and I was watching soccer, you know, as I have been, you know, all week long for the World Cup of Soccer. But anyways, I got stopped by a check stop right around Polo Park, right beyond the train bridge when you're driving east down Portage Avenue. And at first I was like, holy cow, there must have been a terrible accident because we were really backed up. And, you know, there was a lot of not happy people in the lineup. I mean, I was just going to a rock show, but I was still upset. You know, I was still like irked. It bothered me. I'm like, dude, why? You know, why are we so backed up? And as we got closer, I could see the lights flashing, and I'm like, oh man, I hope, you know, everyone's okay and all that stuff. And yeah, it wasn't an accident. It was check stop. I'm like, holy crap, that's check stop. And so they herded us all into one lane of traffic, the curb lane, and I got in there. And then there was like a cop that I guess he was like the vetter. You know, he was like the Eddie Vedder. Just kidding. But he decided who was going to get the breathalyzers and I guess the sobriety tests and all that stuff. And of course, I got picked because I look like a scumbag, I guess. And I was telling Tanis, he almost laughed. I think he smirked a little bit when he saw me. And then he pointed me, you know, over to the check stop section or whatever. And I'm like, oh, great. So I'm grouchy by then. And he's like, hey, man, how you doing? And I'm like, yeah, great. You know, I was all like, whatever. And he's like, you have anything to drink tonight? I'm like, nope. And he was like, okay, well, we're going to give you a breathalyzer. And then I was like, kind of excited. I kind of perked up a little bit. I'm like, no way. I haven't had a breathalyzer since like, I don't know, like 1996 or something. So I got the breathalyzer. It was actually kind of funny. Like, he's like, you know what to do, right? And I'm like, yeah, I just got to blow into this thing. And he's like, yeah, you just got to blow into it. And he's like, I'll tell you when to go or whatever. And he pressed some buttons and stuff. And then he handed it to me. He's like, okay, whenever you're ready. And I'm like, all right. And I took this huge in-breath, you know, I'm like, and then it was like, and I'm just giving her with the, you know, it's like I was blowing up my last balloon of my life, you know, or something. I'm just going for it. And then all of a sudden, and he's saying, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And at first I'm like, I'm doing good here. And then after, you know, like maybe like another 30 seconds, I'm like, I'm freaking running out of breath here. This ain't good. And he's like, keep going, keep going. I'm like, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, am I going to make this? Or am I going to have to do this again? And finally, when I'm almost out of breath, like almost had nothing left, he's like, okay, man. And I'm like, oh, you know, and he must have probably laughed. I couldn't tell because I was trying to regain oxygen to my brain for the love of CKW. But anyway, yeah, and then he looked at it 1 second, and it was obviously zero because I don't think I'd had a drink like all week or whatever. So he was like, okay, well, you're good to go, man. And I'm like, oh, okay. And yeah, and that was it. Oh, but then, okay, and then the last part, like he had to be like a little bit smirky with me or snarky with me or whatever they call it, you know. So he's like, oh, I want you to take the straw, you know, the straw off the breathalyzer machine. I'm like, I'm thinking, what the hell are you talking about? But anyways, I'm like, oh, okay. So I grab the straw and I start pulling on it. And it's not coming out. And I'm like, what the hell? And then he's like, says in some like, you know, like smart aleck voice, he's like, pull up on it. And I'm like, I almost turned around to him and said, how the beep am I supposed to know that? I don't get a breathalyzer every day, you doorknob. But anyway, I didn't say that because he had a gun and I didn't and whatever. And so I pulled up and the straw snapped off and I was kind of thinking, yeah, I hope I broke that freaking $500 breathalyzer machine, you freaking snarky cop, you. And that was it. And he's like, okay, well, have a good night. I'm like, yeah, see ya. And whoa. What was that? Crazy. It almost, I got to stand up. It sounds like something. Hold on. That's creepy. It sounded like someone was in here. And I don't think so, but I hope not. Good grief. Dun, 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 dun. But anyways, so we kind of did, in the intro set here, we kind of did some songs about drinking and driving. Hopefully you're not too, you know, offended by my song choices. So I played NOFX, You Drink, You Drive, You Spill, from an early NOFX record called S&M Airlines, which came out in 1989 on Epitaph Records. And I don't know. NOFX, I don't think they're condoning drinking and driving. At least I hope they're not. But they were really young back then. Who knows? Maybe they were. But we certainly don't condone drinking and driving on Night Danger Radio, nor do we on CKW. So don't worry about that. What did I play before that? I played to someone I've never heard of before. I went to the Google machine and I said, are there songs about, you know, check stops? And I came up with this one. It's by a fellow named Lewis, or no, it can't be Louis. No, it's Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, Baydala. Oh, no, Baydala, sorry, Baydala. That's an L, not a T. So Louis Baydala, or Lewis Baydala, he does a song called Check Stop from a record called Songs from the Flip Phone Era. I love flip phones, you know. Captain's Log, you know. I want a flip phone, for Pete's sakes. My phone's a piece of junk. And I love that song, too. Nice and folky, nice and awesome. And that was from 2022, and I'm going to assume it's self-released on that one. We played the Deglo Abortions before that with another controversial one about drinking and driving, but this one's called Drugged and Driving. From a record called Here Today, Gueno Tomorrow. From 1988, Fringe Product put that one out. And it's a good record, too. Maybe not for everyone, but, you know, for us punk rockers, it's pretty damn good. We heard Oasis before that with Wonderwall, which is something I never thought I'd play on the Night Danger radio show. But then the World Cup came, and I'll tell you that story. It's from a record called What's the Story, Morning Glory, from 1995 on Creation Records. So the World Cup, and we'll talk about this in a bit because we're going to do a Scottish set next because there's some crazy stuff happening at the World Cup with the team from Scotland and their tartan army. In other words, their fans. It's spectacular stuff. But anyways, Oasis. Oh, that's hilarious. Okay. You know, my computer just went off. I'm like, okay. But it's back on now. This is awesome. This is like day one. This is like boot camp. This is like radio boot camp. You know, like what's going to happen next? I mean, freaking hell. Anyway, so Oasis Wonderwall, they started playing it after England, Team England, of course, won their first match. And the fans in the stands were singing that thing absolutely at the top of their lungs, just insane, so cool, like goosebump moments. And I'm sitting here in Winnipeg while this is happening. I think it was, it might have been in the, I actually don't know where it happened. I think it was in the States, though, in one of their 80,000 seat, you know, stadiums or whatever. And it was crazy. The Scottish team stood there on the pitch after the game while their fans are singing Wonderwall by Oasis. And some of the players on England were crying. It was that emotional. And I was actually, like, I had goosebumps all over my body. I was like, that is insane what is happening here right now. And there's been so much of that. I know there's a lot of people aren't really, you know, soccer fans. I have friends who are like, oh, who cares about that crap and stuff. And I'm like, no, man, it's so great. But anyways, that was just one of the great moments. So we had to play Wonderwall. And a great, great experience on the weekend. Or sorry, on Thursday. It wasn't quite the weekend. But the Suffragettes and the Reverend Horton Heat. It was a really, really fun show. Awesome time. The sound, by the way, was great at the Pyramid. I know sometimes the sound at the Pyramid can be... Yeah, like there's been a couple of shows I went to where I almost was like, give me my money back. That's terrible. But no, I think they got it all figured out, and it was great. And afterwards was really fun. I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy some Suffragettes stuff. So I went there, and it was them. It was like the Suffragettes, all four of them were there. And I said, I'm going to buy the CDs. And they're like, sweet. And then I said, what else should I buy? And you know, I'm like, I'm a pretty big hockey fan. And they're like, you should buy that Hockey Night in Canada poster, you know, from us. Because they said it's limited edition. We're not going to reprint them, you know. So you should grab it now. So I did. And not even knowing at the time that the news came out that the CBC has dropped Hockey Night in Canada from their lineup, which is, I don't know why. Well, I don't know what they're doing. I'm not sure. Like, you know, I love the CBC and all. And I grew up with the CBC. But I'm starting to think, like, what's on the CBC now for me, you know? And it seems to be lacking behind, that's for sure. So, of course, we played the Suffragettes version of Hockey Night in Canada. They put that out this year on High Tide Records. We heard Heart of Glass, the cover, of course, from a record called Roller Fink, which was 2022 on also High Tide. And off the top, it was a song called Instant Coffee, which I haven't had instant coffee in a long, long time. I was talking to one of our awesome listeners, and he's an instant coffee guy. And he asked me, oh, what kind of coffee do you drink? And I'm like, I always get the PC, the PC brand coffee from the superstore generally is where, and I wait till it's $19.99, like not $26.99. You know, I can't afford that stuff. But I would actually stand up and recommend the PC coffee. But you know, it's the stuff you brew in the coffee maker and stuff. And you know, my caller was saying, no, I drink instant coffee. And he's like, I love it. And so now, and so I had to play instant coffee. That goes out to him, by the way. And now I'm thinking, I gotta go and I'm gonna grab me like maybe one of those little tiny, almost like tester jars of instant coffee. I wanna see about this instant coffee business and see, like, it's been, oh man, it's been years and years since I tried any instant coffee. So we'll see. I'll try not to be a coffee snob. I'm already a water snob. Like, we have those World of Water. You're welcome, World of Water. Coolers, the water coolers. And so we just go grab the big jugs of water, but it's delicious. And our cooler keeps it, you know, we have it set the thermostat to really cold, so our water is just wicked cold, and it tastes great. And then, you know, every once in a while, I'll have to buy like a bottled water, which is really just tap water, and I can tell the difference. I have to kind of force myself to drink those bottled waters now, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But I'm a definite water snob, and I'm probably going to be a coffee snob as well. So there you go. All right, boy, lots of talk and Little Rock. I think I'm procrastinating going back to playing tunes here because God knows what's going to happen. we're just winging it at this point, but I think we got the hang of it. I got to do some tweaking here because things are a little bit different. in the studio, but I'll take some pictures. I actually took some pictures of the upstairs studio, our studio, since I've been going. I know Tanis has been like 9 years or 10 years, I think it is. And she told me that, nope, the studio has never changed for as long as she's been there. I asked my friend Patrick Michaelishan from the Thursday, the late night Thursday show, the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan. And he said, nope. And he's been like 17 years or something. So we're excited. We're excited that the studio is definitely going to change. Like it's like when you used to rearrange the furniture, you know, just for a change. Well, after 45,000 years, we're going to rearrange the furniture upstairs once we once the renos are over, and it's going to be like a brand new radio station. So that's pretty exciting, man. It's pretty awesome. So anyways, but bear with us, bear with me anyways, while I screw this whole thing up. I was going to try and put some background music on, you know, under my talking, but you know, it's baby steps, baby steps. I feel lucky that we're even broadcasting on the air right now. And, we'll see. Maybe next week we'll do the old background music, or at least tempt it. But I got to see if I can make this MP3 player work a little bit better. It's not set up the way I want it. What the hell? The nerve of some people. What does that do? Main menu? No. Oh, that's main menu too? Oh, God. Where's view, man? Where's view? Anyways, I'll try and figure this out. If everything goes blank, that means that's because I'm trying to figure things out, and I screwed it all up. So listen, this next music set is all about Scotland, because the Scots are, well, they won their first game. They lost their second game at the World Cup. But the big story with the Scots is about 40,000 people from Scotland came here to help cheer them on, because they have not been in the World Cup for many, many years. And their fans are insane. They were, their home base where they played their first two group stage games were in Boston, Massachusetts. And I don't know if you heard, but they drank the town dry, is what they were saying. They at least drank a few pubs dry, and they had to order like emergency kegs and stuff. Absolutely classic interview I saw on Instagram. There's this big burly Scottish dude, and he's in a kilt, and he's standing there with a beer, and someone's interviewing him, you know, he's like, they're like, okay, so how's your experience been in Boston? And he said, well, we were across the street at whatever tavern that was, and we drank all their beer. And he's like, all they had left was Bud Light. Which, of course, isn't beer, really. It's like water with maybe a little beer flavoring in it. But I was just laughing. I'm sure the executives of Budweiser were just gritting their teeth at that point. They were like, yeah, he just threw us under the bus. But anyways, he had a few drinks, let's say, and he was pretty loud and pretty funny. So this next set is for all the Tartan Army in the United States right now, cheering on their team. They play tomorrow, by the way, after the Canada game. And so let's get on with it, because it's almost freaking 1 o'clock in the morning already. So here goes. It's our Scottish set. It's CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. Night Danger Radio is going till 3 in the morning, with many mistakes yet to come. Yes, indeed.
flower of Scotland, when will we see your like again? That fought and died for your wee bit hill and glen, God stood against him. Proud Edward's army, and sent him homeward to think again. The hills are bare now, and autumn leaves lie thick and still. O'er land that is lost now, which those so dearly held, that stood against him. Proud Edward saw me and sent him homeward to think. And in the past they must remain. Berwick has still rise now and be the nation again that stood against him. Proud Edward saw me and sent him homeward to think again.
Your defenses, vanity insecurity.